This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. As we've been reporting for the last several months, the fight for the presidency in Mexico has been a real ruckus. That was the sound in Mexico's Congress yesterday as President Felipe Calderón took the oath of office. Supporters of rival candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador were trying to block the inauguration. To the end, they've insisted that their man really won the July election. López Obrador even had himself sworn in last month, calling himself the legitimate president. Mexico's political strife has now migrated to Chicago, albeit in a much quieter form. Backers of López Obrador's PRD party have set up an alternate consulate. NPR's Cheryl Corley has our report.
It was almost a certainty there would be fallout over Mexico's brawling presidential election here in Chicago. More than 1.5 million people of Mexican descent live in the Chicago area, and now one neighborhood is home to a new diplomatic entity of a sort, an alternate consulate, a small corner storefront building on the city's southwest side. But it's missing the trademark which would announce its new status. There's no red, white, and green Mexican flag.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. We do have a flag, but it's too fragile for the Chicago winter, you know. It's a Mexican flag. We don't get this kind of weather, so.
Jorge Mujica, a top official of the PRD in Illinois, is a spokesman for the alternate consulate. Rene Magana is the self-appointed consul. Although they joke about their protests, both men are serious in their belief that PRD leader Manuel López Obrador was cheated out of the Mexican presidency. So they follow the steps being taken in Mexico and created their own parallel government entity.
This is not just a rebellion, you know, out of the blue or to have fun. I mean, this is a serious government plan.
Mujica wants Mexican immigrants to bypass the official consulate altogether. He says the PRD is working to devise ways to get documents and information directly from state governments in Mexico to streamline an often clogged process at the consulate. The Mexican consulate opens at 9 in the morning, but most people get here much earlier than that. I'm down in the basement where there are long lines of people and lots of others sitting in chairs waiting for their names or their numbers to be called.
Well, my name is Veronica Bernabe.
Veronica Bernabe is one of about 250,000 people who come to the consulate each year for help. Her husband was renewing his passport so he could travel to Mexico. They had heard about the alternate consulate.
We were talking about it not so long ago. We were thinking of going over there to see if they did provide a passport, but my husband didn't really want to go.
Bernabe says they weren't sure they could get what they needed, and her husband is no López Obrador supporter. The spokesman for the official consulate is Cesar Romero. He says representatives from all three of Mexico's major parties have worked closely with the consulate in the past, often putting political differences aside.
We don't play Mexican politics here. We represent the Mexican government, the Mexican people, by law.
And by law, offer a variety of services. He's concerned the alternate consulate will create confusion for Mexican nationals here. So does Salvador Pedroza, president of the Illinois chapter of Felipe Calderón's National Action Party, or PAN. A picture of Pedroza and former Mexican President Vicente Fox sits on a bookshelf. He says it's time for the PRD to realize the election is over.
They need to learn to be losers. I'm sorry. If they lose, they need to accept it.
But at the alternate consulate on 59th Street, Jorge Mujica says his party is not ready to quit, and he says more alternate Mexican consulates are likely.
There's PRD all over the United States, and beyond PRD, there's sympathizers with López Obrador government. So this might take off.
And perhaps play a role in the ongoing battle being waged in Mexico over the legitimacy of its new president. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.